Do you ever get lost in the fog? So thick you had to stop and get your bearings. Stop the journey, get off the road, make sure you know where you're going. Israel was on the road. They had left Egypt, passed through the waters that divided that old way of life from the new. Israel was on the road, headed for the promised land. Israel was on the road, and now it was time to stop and get their bearings. That must have been quite a sight up there on the mountain. The weather that day at Sinai was cloudy. But the cloud was not just up in the sky, it was there on the mountain. First 3 days, then 6 days, then on the seventh day, then 40 days and 40 nights, mountain was wrapped in smoke, raining fire, resounding with trumpet sound, reacting to the very presence of God. And Moses was there. The people down at the bottom, the elders still at a distance, Aaron and Nadab and Abihu near, yet Moses alone, lost in the cloud. Actually, he was found in the cloud. Remember, God had found him long ago at the time of his birth, spared him, preserved his life, formed him and reformed him, had been with him through good times as the prince of Egypt and through bad times as a fugitive in Midian. God had even found him here on that very mountain, called him in a burning bush and promised that he would return with the people to worship God on this mountain. And now it was time to get his bearings again. This leader of the people of God, this prophet and pillar of God's Old Testament people, time to pull off the road and contemplate the cloud. It was, after all, not just a cloud on a foggy day or 40 nights. This was the earthly manifestation of the presence of God, the revelation of God Himself, Epiphany in a cloud. You know, the people of God at any time and place, and the leaders of the people of God, anywhere along God's holy highway of history, whether they be slow mega trends in ecclesiastical tectonics, whether it be the vision of a church body, of a synod, of a seminary, of a congregation at any one point along the road, whether it be the annual cycle of parish ministry, the weekly routine, the daily grind, the momentary lapses. Sometimes we need to get off the road and contemplate the cloud. Sometimes when we think we see the way oh so clearly, we find, in fact, the fog has set in, and we know not the way or the truth or the life. And we need to pull over and get our bearings in the midst of a cloud. Oh, the road continues. The story goes on. Israel was a long way from the promised land, but the cloud would go with them, not to confuse them, but to guide them, to help them get their bearings, to help them keep their bearings. Thank God for the cloud. Thank God it can be cloudy. Thank God that the sun will come out. Yes, the story continues, doesn't it? That must have been quite a sight there on the mountain, the cloud not up in the sky, but here on earth. The finite can contain the infinite. The cloud was there on the mountain, the very presence of God. Moses was there too. And Elijah. The disciples at a distance, Peter, James, and John near, but there in the cloud, the sun had come out. Son of man, but oh so truly Son of God, in whom he was well pleased. Still veiled in cloud, now God had come in human flesh. Flesh and blood, dare we say body and blood. But the story continues. The road goes on. But first, we get our bearings. Make sure we don't follow the wrong path. Make sure we know where this road leads, because it leads to the cross. It leads to a God who glories in grace and who graces us with his glory. But it's not the glory of the world of bright and flashy, false and flashy lights, but a God who comes in a cloud, in light in the midst of darkness, a God who comes in his own Son, not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for all. Thank God for the cloud from which the sun would come out. And so the story continues. If Lent is also our journey, from birth to death, from the font in here to the graveyard out there, then Transfiguration, this grand finale to the Epiphany season, then the Transfiguration of our Lord reminds us to stop and get our bearings. To get lost in the cloud, to lose oneself in the cloud. For here in the cloud is the very presence of God. In his cloud of witness, amidst so great a cloud of witnesses, we lose ourselves. We lose our self, who by ourselves know neither the way nor the truth. Nor the life. And if we lose ourselves in the cloud, it is here that we find God. The glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. No longer hidden in the cloud, but come as the light of the world. Oh, he too would see the darkness. He would lose himself, his self, his life, but never the way or the truth. For the sun would come out. Christ has died. Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. And as our story continues, as we journey on the way, we stop along the way, every week, even every day, to get lost in the cloud and there to find God, to breathe deeply of his cloud of glory, to know his holy presence, to rejoice in his glorious grace. In the name of Jesus.